thought, feeling foolish that I'd been taken for a ride, or taken her for one, and cross that I'd fared worse than if I'd never lifted a finger. These mixed feelings to be the invariable aftermath of any transaction involving Miss Shepherd. One seldom was able to do her a good turn without some thoughts of strangulation. It must have been a year or so after this, and so sometime in the late 60s, that the van first appeared in our Crescent. In those days the street was still a bit of a mixture. Its large, semi-detached villas had originally been built to house the Victorian middle class. Then it had gone down in the world, and though it had never entirely decayed, many of the villas degenerated into rooming houses, and so were among the earliest candidates for what is now called gentrification, which was then called knocking through. Young professional couples, many of them in journalism or television, bought up the houses, converted them, and, an invariable feature of such conversions, knocked the basement rooms together to form a large kitchen-dining room. In the mid-60s, I wrote a BBC TV series, Life in NW1, based on one such family, the Stringalongs, whom Mark Boxer then took over to people a cartoon strip in The Listener, and who kept cropping up in his drawings for the rest of his life. What made the social setup funny was the disparity between the style in which the new arrivals found themselves able to live